Telling a little bit about your conservation practices in the field, how have they been impacted and how have you guys had to adapt?
Well, it's been a challenging time for wildlife, as you've said. AWC is the largest private owner and manager of land for conservation in Australia. And I guess for us, we're at a bit of a benefit because most of our staff are actually based in the field. So about 80% of the people who work for AWC are out on wildlife sanctuaries, which means that social distancing for them is a bit easier than for most of us.
Yeah, right. And so the public obviously isn't able to visit the properties now with locked borders and et cetera. Have you guys been keeping them informed and engaged with the work that you guys do?
Yeah, that's right. So we do, in ordinary times, we can have visitors to some of our sanctuaries, and people might have heard of Mornington Wildlife Sanctuary in the Kimberley. But at the moment, obviously, with travel restrictions, we can't host people there. And for us, that's a really important way of engaging people with the work that we do. So during lockdown, we've shifted to a series of webinars, which, you know, a lot of different businesses are doing. But we found it really interesting because we're chatting to people who live their whole lives out in the field on these wildlife sanctuaries. And for them, they're actually able to continue with much of their work program. So in the Kimberley, for example, we've got a whole team up there at this time of year doing fire management. And for them, it was a struggle because, you know, normally that involves multiple helicopters doing lots of aerial prescribed burns and traveling around that whole region. And they took the decision early in the lockdown period, so in late March, that they'd actually isolate the whole team at one of our sites,
wow,
at Carnley River, and do the whole prescribed burning operation out of there. And that's huge. It covers, you know, it's about the size of Tasmania in the Kimberley, nearly 5 million hectares. So they've flown in the helicopter 40,000 kilometres to get all of that prescribed burning done, all done from isolation. So they've basically been locked down there for, you know, it was over 10 weeks, I think.
That's an incredible dedication from the staff. I mean, looking at these webinars that you guys have been hosting, what level of engagement have you seen between people and the Zooms?
It's been great. So, you know, I think people are looking for good news stories, and we've got plenty of those because our, you know, our staff are doing this great work, which they're able to continue with. And I, you know, we've had hundreds of people signing up to each one. And if anyone's interested, I should say, you know, you can go to our website, australianwildlife.org, or just Google AWC in conversation. We're also starting to promote them through Facebook. So if you don't follow AWC on Facebook and Instagram, then I encourage you to do so. But yeah, it's been a really great way for us to keep everyone up to date with what's happening on the ground. And you know, this conservation work is critical. You can't really stop doing it.
No.
So, you know, for wildlife, they need us. They need us to keep doing this work. And luckily, our team has been able to proceed with a lot of it.
And one of your first webinars explored rescuing koalas in the Blue Mountains during the bushfires. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So in the aftermath of those catastrophic bushfires, again, you know, we've got a team of ecologists and land managers. So we were well placed to help out in recovery projects. And one of those projects was working with a group called Science for Wildlife in the Blue Mountains. And they actually rescued a group of koalas from ahead of that bushfire when it was encroaching near Kanangra National Park, and took them to the zoo. So they were kept at the zoo while that area burnt, and then they were returned back to the wild. And our ecologists from AWC were employed to help out with the release and monitoring those animals afterwards. So that's, you know, we've got a team which includes all these wonderful, skilled people, but one of them, Andy Howe, is an ecologist who is also a skilled tree climber, a certified tree climber. Didn't know that was a job.
No.
So he's a tree climber and ecologist that had worked extensively with koalas. So he was the perfect person for the job. And I guess, you know, that's our approach across the board, has been to offer all of the resources we can to help with bushfire recovery projects.
Mm.
And other ones on Kangaroo Island, where we've built a fantastic feral predator-free fenced area. You might have heard about the little native species there, the Kangaroo Island Dunnart, a little marsupial that was very close to extinction even before the fires. We know that after fires, feral cats pose a huge threat. So the most important thing was, after we knew there were some Dunnarts surviving, we had to create a safe haven by building this cat-free fence, and we did that within about 2 weeks.
Yeah, right. And as really, you said, I mean, this important work that you guys do, it can't stop for the pandemic, and it definitely has it. Joey, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me this morning.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks very much.